Well, as you know, I'm a big fan of Due South. I am quite possibly the number one fan. And I can't wait until it's back on the telly next week. It's not on this week on BBC Two because of all the snooker. But it's back on next week, hurrah. I think they're into season two now. And it gets better and better. And if you recall, if you know a little bit about the history of the sort of Due South project, it is one of those programs which was sort of cancelled, then it was brought back, then it was cancelled, and at one point it was saved from total cancellation by a sort of group of European broadcasters, including our very own BBC. That's why I'm very proud of the sort of connection there between the BBC, my favourite sort of, British corporation, and Due South, my favourite comedy drama. And as I've mentioned once or thrice, that Jay Semcoe is the man who was charged with coming up with an awesome, a fantastic theme for the music and all the sort of incidental, instrumental music, which he did. He was hand-picked by Paul Haggis to do this. Paul Haggis was looking, it was his program, his idea, his concept, he was looking for somebody who represented the very best of Canadian music. And oh dear, it's thundering and lightning out there at the moment. Oh dear, I'm afraid. It's very dark out there at the moment. Anyway, getting back to this particular narrative, so Jay South, Gordon Bennett, I'm tired. I've been working all day. Jay Semcoe was picked by Paul Haggis to do the music for Due South, and he did this, and sort of, you know, the music is as much part of the program as everything else, and I have the soundtracks, and the music is wonderful. And I've always said my favourite is cabin music, and of course the main theme. So he was picked by Paul Haggis to do that. Paul Haggis then went off, and he went on to bigger things. He won an Oscar for Crash, and he was involved in writing James Bond when they sort of rebooted the James Bond franchise a few years ago. I think he was offered the job of director, and he's so big, he was able to say, no, thank you, I'd rather write it. That's, you know, when you're big and successful, when you've won an Oscar, you can write your own tickets, which is what he did. So he went on to bigger things, but if you like, his break was the Due South program. And I think it would be fantastic if they brought it back, got as many of the original cast back as possible, and just, you know, said, you know what, let's just do it and see what happens. All these people saying, oh, you can't do it, or, well, you could, but blah, blah, blah. Just do it and see what happens. I think that would be fantastic. And I'm hoping that by sort of putting it back on the BBC, on BBC Two, it's going to sort of bring back the sort of initial interest in the programme. Because everyone, you speak to anyone, oh, I remember the programme. Even if they've forgotten the title or the name, oh, yes, The Mountie and the Wolf, I remember. Because it was on Saturday tea times. So let's hope they bring it back, or the BBC gets involved or whatever. And I've kept in touch with Jay. I interviewed Jay back in 2006. And I've sort of kept in touch with him through the Twitter and Facebook and everything. And I did a podcast yesterday. Jay Semcoe is a true professional. This poor chap never stops working, I wrote, because he's always touring. He's permanently on tour. He works very hard. So I sort of did a little audio boo telling him to sort of, keep on going. You're a professional, but don't work too hard. And he was kind enough to leave a little comment on my Facebook. This is in the public domain, this. Hey, Steve, great to hear your voice. Yes, I guess the rain in Spain does stay mainly on the plane. Hope you're staying dry. Talk to you soon. And what a lovely little message. Well, I'm trying to stay dry, but let me tell you, there's water everywhere at the moment. It's so heavy as well, I can't believe it. But thank you for your wonderful little comment, Jay. He's touring right the way through sort of December, and he's touring next year. He never stops. He is a true professional. I just wanted to say, Jay, thank you for your message.